Old soldiers never die, they just fade away. General Douglas MacArthur told a joint session of Congress that in 1951. It seems the same cannot be said for some former U.S. presidents and other world leaders. Several have set up personal websites showcasing their achievements and the historical events that took place during their time in office. But it turns out some events are missing. Joining us from his office here in Washington is Mike Boyer, assistant editor of Foreign Policy magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Now, you came up with the idea about writing about these websites for your magazine. Who are some of the leaders that you found do have websites of their own?
Quite a good number. We found everyone from former President Clinton to former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher to F.W. de Klerk in South Africa to General Pinochet in Chile.
And what's on them?
Well, that's a good question. I think what distinguishes all these sites, we more or less stumbled upon them by mistake when we were looking at former President Gorbachev's website in the Soviet Union. And, you know, we sort of thought it would be interesting to take a spin around these and find out what they have in common. And it turns out that what sort of connects all of these or what makes them important is not really what they have or what's on them, but what isn't on them, or at least what's in between the lines.
Well, for instance?
President Clinton's site, you know, this is a site that makes no mention of impeachment or scandal whatsoever, but also sort of brazenly says that one of Clinton's three core values is, quote, demanding responsibility. F.W. de Klerk in South Africa, right, pretty humorous. F.W. de Klerk in South Africa, his site makes no reference to apartheid or race whatsoever, says only that he was, as leader, dedicated to national reconciliation. I mean, this is a guy that in 1972 was elected to the South African Parliament as a member of the National Party, which has, you know, long been dedicated to white supremacy and apartheid. I mean, to be fair, de Klerk did win the Nobel Prize in 1993, shared it with Nelson Mandela, but it still seems a glaring omission.
Yeah.
You know, Pinochet's site brazenly credits him with what he says, and the site is all in Spanish if you go there, but it says basically the freedom and development that is alive in Chile. I mean, this is a military dictator with a legacy of human rights abuses who is probably responsible for the murder of thousands of Chilean citizens.
Now, all of these guys, on one level or another, pretty good politicians. How are they as webmasters? I mean, how sophisticated are these sites?
The sites run the gamut. I would say they run the gamut from the very technologically advanced, like President Clinton's or even President Gorbachev's, to sort of the downright simple and boring, like former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori's. But overall, very impressed with the technological advancements on the site.
Any differences in how the websites were designed depending on nationality? Did culture come into this?
You know, I think culture does play a certain role if you sort of take a spin around the different continents of the websites in the article. You will see sort of different cultural sort of preferences in terms of marketing that emerge. You know, at the risk of sounding culturally insensitive or at the very least stereotypical, you know, Yoshiro Mori's site is slightly cheesy. Gorbachev's site, you know, complete with sort of brown and white photos of him as a youth and his military unit sort of in full dress. I mean, these sorts of things would never really fly on a U.S. website. So, yeah, I would say, you know, certain cultural differences do appear.
I understand Mr. Gorbachev also has a commercial for himself on his website.
It's fantastic. Some, you know, tons of quirky details, of course, emerge on these things. But actually, de Klerk and Paul Keating both prominently advertise their books for sale.
Paul Keating, a former Prime Minister of Australia?
Exactly. Sorry, longtime Socialist Prime Minister of Australia. And Pinochet has a section dedicated solely to assassination attempts on his life. And as you mentioned, Gorbachev, of course, promotes his consulting services.
President Clinton is in the process of constructing his presidential library, and according to some reports, micromanaging the construction of his presidential library. Why does he need a website as well?
Well, you know, this is an interesting question of what is really the difference between a website and a bricks-and-mortar presidential library. I mean, I think at the end of the day, these websites are very, very smart. Because if you think about it, libraries are not really user-friendly. If you think about the kind of people that go there, The real work that can be done in a presidential library is really upon documents or with documents. And frankly, anyone who has been to graduate school or college or delved into these presidential libraries knows that, frankly, documents are telling us less and less. A lot of the important conversations now, leaders all over the world are taking place via email and telephone, and so we don't learn a lot. And frankly, this is just a high-tech version of a very old tactic of tell your story first before someone does it for you, and I think it's very smart.
Mike Boyer, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Boyer, assistant editor at Foreign Policy Magazine. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.